Welcome to another episode of The Guild Life, your official podcast for Guild Launch. This is Mike, and I've got Slater with me as usual. How are you doing, Slater?
Great. How about you?
I have no complaints. Things are going well.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year's, everyone. Hope everyone had
a smooth and safe and happy holidays.
That's right. The transition to the end of the world this year.
Yep. Not too much longer.
That's right.
If there's anything you want to do, do it in 2012.
This is the only time. This is your last chance.
So. Yeah. So, how were your holidays, Mike?
They were good. I try to avoid traffic and people at all costs.
I know.
So, I tried to stay in as much as possible. I think I was successful. And just kind of hung out with my wife, watching TV and played some Swatter.
Nice.
How about you?
I had a pretty good holiday. There's usually a lot of family drama, but this year it was surprisingly absent.
Yep.
So, you know, I got to spend time with my family on Christmas Day and New Year's, and everything went really nicely.
Nice. So what'd you get?
Well, my brother got me some more RAM for my computer. Up to 16 gigs now.
Wow.
Which is just neat. You know, I remember when I first had my first computer, it had like 256 megs, and that was, you know, the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
So having 16 gigs just, it geeks me out. How about you?
I got something that I think every man on the planet craves all the time. Peace and quiet.
I'm confused.
I got peace and quiet for the holidays. Family, I have a very large extended family. And we didn't get together this year, and my immediate family isn't so loud most of the time, but this year was a very quiet holiday, and I'm very thankful for it. So, what's been going on? Playing a lot of Swatter.
I actually got my brother Swatter for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he played it for, I think, 2 or 3 days, and then decided to get it for his wife as an early birthday present.
Awesome.
Her birthday's in January, so the Slater clan is on Swatter right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody red or blue?
They're playing red. They're going Sith. I've tried to convince myself that I'm still playing blue, but everyone I know is playing Sith, so I have a Sith Juggernaut named Slaterius.
I haven't seen any official numbers yet, but I imagine, I mean, just talking to people, that Empire probably outnumbers Republic 3 or maybe even 4 to 1. I mean, it's...
Well, one of my friends was saying that he couldn't find anyone to play Sith with him. I don't know what was going on. He's saying that all his friends went Republic, but he couldn't actually tell me what they were playing. I think he was making things up.
Yeah, that sounds like a lie. So, what are you playing in Swatter?
I'm playing a Sith Juggernaut on Sith, and I'm playing a Trooper on Republic.
Yeah. How are your light side, dark side choices coming?
Well, my Juggernaut's going neutral. I also have the good Sith lollipop, which, yes, I'm just a nerd. I had to do it since I thought of it. But I'm going more neutral and to good than I am evil.
Okay.
How about you?
I have an Imperial agent who I am intentionally picking all good choices. And it's been interesting doing flashpoints with groups because I'm Empire, and they're all picking evil, and I'm the only one picking good every time. And so when, like, I pick good and it's my decision, like it's my character wins the vote to speak or whatever, however that mechanic works, they always yell at me because I'm keeping the guy alive or I'm letting him go and they wanted him dead. They get their dark side points, but it's like the story is not quite what they wanted to happen. And it's just fun. I can just imagine look on their face like, really? Again?
Again with this guy.
But I have to be the worst Imperial agent because they send me to infiltrate an NPC camp. It's like, these guys are trying to destroy the Empire. So go infiltrate them, find their leader, and kill them. So I infiltrate them, find their leader, join their side, help them accomplish whatever they want, and then let them all live because I'm picking all the light side options.
Yeah, that's terrible. of course, I can't say anything. I'm going more neutral. So I've decided that my Sith isn't really evil. He just wants a good fight. So he goes in and He's kind, and he's nice, and he's friendly. And then when he fights someone, he just kills them, which is where all my dark side points come in. So So it's like, yeah, sure, I'll help. This sounds like a good cause. Oh, we fought. It's like, you can let me live. No. No, I can't.
My other character I've been working on is a Sith Inquisitor. Mm-hmm. And in beta, I went full evil. And I enjoyed it. But what I'm doing for that character is instead of looking at my light side, dark side options, I'm using the keyboard and selecting. I'm actually role-playing my decisions on this character. So it's been interesting. And my choices, I've gotten light and dark side, and I think I'm almost right at neutral still. I mean, almost at perfect zero.
Very cool.
Through 15 levels or so. So not far on that character, but
still. Are you playing any other games, or is it all Swatter for you?
Right now, it's been a lot of Swatter, and now that there aren't any more server queues, I haven't been playing League of Legends. My thing was, like, log into Swatter, wait the 45 minutes, and play a match of League of Legends, and then be good to go. But
nice.
So it's been Swatter for me. How about you?
I got into the Path of Exile beta.
Okay.
And so I played that a little bit, but it's mostly Swatter for me, because Path of Exile is essentially Diablo 2.
Oh, awesome.
It's not a bad game. It's just not to my taste. So.
Sure. Fair enough. Do you think, assuming it weren't in closed beta at this point, do you think it would scratch that Diablo clicky dungeon diving, collecting random loot itch until Diablo 3 comes out?
Yeah, it might.
Yeah. So, word?
It's pretty solidly programmed.
Yeah. Awesome. So we're going to spend a little more time on Swatter.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some of the things we like, some of the things we dislike, and then really annoying bugs.
Which there are a couple.
There are a handful. So, and it's funny, in beta, I know you didn't get into the beta, but I did.
Yeah, you can shut up.
So, in beta, I wasn't really paying attention. You saw a few, but you're like, whatever, right? And now, it almost seems like they fixed, all the bugs in the first 10 levels. And then after that is when the game kind of starts to unravel a little bit. And I don't know. Maybe they did. I don't know. But so let's start with things that we like.
All right.
One of my favorite things in the game, you get a companion. The companion will help you out and run missions and stuff. But one of the things I really like is that you can send your companion to go sell all of your crap items, all your gray items. And you send your companion off to collect crafting materials and to actually craft the items instead of you having to do it yourself.
Yeah. It's nice. It makes it feel more heroic. It makes it feel like you're in the action, because in a lot of other games, you're wandering through and you have to stop and start mining for 5 minutes.
Yep.
to build a new sword. In Swatter, you just go, okay, I'm going to keep killing these guys. You go make me something to make it easier.
Yeah.
So it feels like you're the hero.
Right.
Or the villain.
And you don't feel like you're wasting time. Like in WoW, especially at launch, I wanted the level. But I also didn't want my herbalism and my alchemy to fall so far behind that they'd be useless.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time running for herbs and making potions.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm doing it, I'm like, wow, I could be leveling this right now.
And you don't feel very impressive when you're roaming through the field picking flowers to make some sort of little drink.
Exactly. So that's probably my favorite thing about Star Wars right now.
I'm kind of digging just the voice choice, the choices in general. When in most games, the quests are over the little text box says, "Hey, go do this. Go kill 10 monsters." Well, Swatter kind of has that, but it's you go through an actual dialogue with the NPC. They tell you to do something, and I love the fact that all the kill 20 people tend to be bonus quests.
Yeah.
They're not telling you, "Hey, go kill everyone." It's assumed that you're going to go kill your enemies, and you get bonuses for it. But the quests are actually something that makes sense for you.
Right.
And
the voice acting is very immersive. I was a naysayer, a year and a half ago, when they were like, "We have 5,000 hours of voice speak." My first response was, "That'll be cool for the first couple of hours of gameplay, and then it's going to get old and tiring, and you're going to want to skip it."
Mm-hmm.
I find myself looking forward to it almost. Like it's so so in depth with your character, especially with your class quest and stuff. They do a really good job of pulling you in. I never skip any of it. Even the stuff I've done on my alt character, I never skip them because it feels so cool.
Nice. My brother is not a role player. He wants pure number crunching, and he's been texting me saying things like, dude, I don't know what to do. I want to be Darkseid, but I don't want this choice. And I feel bad for, you know, killing this person after this quest because of the quest dialogue.
Yeah.
And I'm just, first of all, it floored me because he was actually reading. But, and he was actually listening to it, but he's, you know, it's getting people who aren't really into that, just are, it's gripping them into the story.
Sure. Yep. So another thing I like are space missions. A lot of people will complain because it's rails, and it reminds me a lot of Star Fox. Mm-hmm. You know, in Star Fox, you moved your ship around the screen, but in space, you know, you're following a predetermined path through space. So when you turn left at the asteroid, it's because the game wanted you to.
Right.
But I like it. It's fun. It's different. It gets me out of, oh, look, I'm grinding. I'm a little tired of it. I can just hop on my spaceship and then go do some space missions.
Yep.
And they're neat. They're not all like, go kill 50 ships, like you were saying with regular quests. It's like, hey, go destroy this communications tower. And while you're there, we'll give you some extra money if you kill 50 ships.
If you happen to kill, you know, 100 of the enemy, great. That's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, another thing about these bonus quests is you never have to go out of your way to complete them.
Yeah.
I've never been at the end of a quest and been like, oh, crap, now I got to go all the way back and kill 10 more guys. It's just natural that you're going to kill those things anyway.
Yeah, and it's you kill about as many as the bonus asks for.
Yep.
Without going out of your way.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I like the timing of it. I like knowing that I can go into a space mission, and it's going to take 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
Yep.
Or 6 minutes.
Right.
And so it's something that you can do. It's like, hey, I'm bored, I'm waiting for my group, let's just do a space mission.
Exactly. So another thing that I thought they've done is it's really cool is having customizable gear. And for WoW players, it's like transmogrification. So I have my character, I got a cloak in my very first dungeon, the Black Talon, that you do at level 10, right? Mm-hmm. And I got this, like, it's like a duster, and I'm a sniper, and I think it looks awesome. I look really cool with this cloak on. And the gear is customizable. So I can take out mods and add upgraded mods, and at almost 30, I'm still wearing the same chest piece, and it is the better option of even my current level 30 quest missions because of the upgrades. And that's awesome. When you find that cool piece you like, you get to keep it.
Yep.
And they have some role-playing sets.
Nice.
So that you can get, like, the Imperial Dancer or the Slave Girl outfit, and they're, you know, if you wanted to do that. And those, every piece of that gear is customizable, so it stays relevant throughout your leveling. So yeah, it's not like, oh, useless.
So if you want a particular look, you just keep that look the entire time.
Exactly. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right, well, what about some of the bugs? Let's talk about the bugs.
All right. The first one I've noticed, and the one that's really, it's the most consistent bug I've found, is opening your guild window and it not showing anyone on there. So in the top left corner, it tells you how many guildmates are online. Mine will say like 6. And I open it up, and it's just blank. And I can't see who's online. It's frustrating. It's not the end of the world. I can keep playing the game. But if I'm looking for an officer to invite someone into the guild, or I want to see if there's someone who wants to run missions with me, I can't do it when that bug's happening.
Right.
So
that's fair. I've noticed a lot of the bugs seem to be just little stuff. Something game-breaking, it's just irritating.
Yep.
And I haven't actually hit that one, but what I've got is my companion conversations.
Okay.
I'm more of a role player. I want to sit there and, you know, hang out and just chat with people, including my NPCs, now that I have the option. And it keeps coming up that my companion wants to talk to me. Then I go to my ship, or I go to a cantina, and disappears.
Huh.
So I don't know what's going on there, but I'm hoping that it gets fixed.
Yeah. That sounds annoying.
Yeah. And it's nothing game-breaking. It's not like, you know, talking to my companion is mechanically stopping me from doing anything. I just want to do it.
Yep.
You know, like you said, 5,000 hours of scripted conversation, and I can't get to my companions.
Right. You're excited to see what your companion wants to say.
I'm like, oh, man, you want to talk. What do you have to say this time? Nothing, because there's...
Along those same lines, on my Imperial agent, I did a story mission, and I won't give any spoilers for listeners, but I triggered the conversation for the quest, and you know how they get the radio and you have 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
My text options for 1, 2, and 3 didn't show up throughout the entire conversation, every choice through it. So what happened was I'm blindly picking 1, 2, and 3, and then if you escape out of the conversation, it starts it over. And you want to talk about breaking immersion? I mean, having to hear the same thing 3 times And then the fourth time you go back and pick the one that you want, it's frustrating.
Oh, man.
And it's a known issue. I looked it up online, of course, and it wasn't just me, but
yeah,
that was annoying.
I can understand it. Yeah, but it's nothing really game-breaking, but that would be frustrating.
Yes. Yeah. You have any other issues? Because I've got one more.
Let's hear yours.
This one gets me every now and then. I've gotten better about it. You complete a quest. Mm-hmm. You get the little box, and it's like, hey, pick your item. Sweet, right? I want to compare the item to my companion's item. Okay. So I hit character, hit C to open up the companion tab, and I accidentally hit B. And it closes the quest window out, like the complete quest thing. And so far, the only way I've found to get that back is to complete another quest.
Yeah, so, I've seen that before.
And you have to wait. And that's, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's just frustrating.
It's mildly irritating.
Yeah.
That reminded me, I get frustrated when you send your companions off on missions. When they come back, I think the text is, what they say is random when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like every time they come back and they've failed the mission, they're thrilled. Like, I send my little robot out, I send my droid out, and he comes back saying, perfection achieved! And he's failed completely. He doesn't have anything.
Yeah.
Then he comes back and, you know, he's had a critical success, and he goes, please don't deactivate me, master! Well, why would he deactivate? You just came back with three of what I just told you to do instead of one.
Yeah.
And so it seems like it seems almost flip-flop from what I'm expecting it to be.
Yeah, you really have to look at the results and not listen when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
It's training me not to listen to my companions.
That's right. Just like real life. So, I don't really have any major dislikes. My biggest dislike, and it's a minor thing in my opinion, were server queues. I like a game that has high server population, and I'd rather have to wait 15 or 20 minutes than to get on and be the only one there. I mean, I'll admit that.
Okay.
And so it's not so much a dislike, but I feel like I have to actually, other than the bugs that are annoying, give something. You know, that's the worst I've got.
That's fair. I mean, I have little things, but it's nothing that I really want to mention.
Yeah. How about website queues?
The website queues were irritating. I was one of those people who waited until the last minute to register their copy. So on the 22nd, I had a two-hour queue on the website.
Yeah.
Not on a server, on the website.
Yeah.
To get in. And I take partial responsibility because I shouldn't have waited. But at the same time, 2 hours to get into a website?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's...
I had an authenticator, and I didn't add it on. I just kept putting it off. And then, like, on launch day, I was like, oh, let me put this on so I can go check out my authenticator guy and see what's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the page. I go to the account page. And again, you know, like you said, hour-long wait to get in. So I finally get in. I go set it all up. I hit submit, and it just hangs there. And then I lose connection, and I have to start the whole process all over again.
Wait for another hour.
That was frustrating. So,
yeah. All in all, I'm enjoying the game. It's just there are little things that are irking me, and I think it's, you know, the game is polished, but and so seeing those little things is just irking me. It's getting under my skin.
All right, I have one more dislike, and then we can wrap this up.
All right,
putt ball. I don't get down with PvP typically, but putt ball is just not fun. It would be if people played it. But I can't find a team of people who want to actually participate in the sport. Because you get a ball. It's like football with an obstacle course, right? So imagine, like, football. And what was that, like, Gladiator Games or American Gladiator or whatever?
All right.
Right? Because they encourage you to kill other players so you can score. But the problem is the guy with the ball never passes it on either team. So, I mean, it just never ends, and it's so frustrating.
Fair enough. I haven't done any PvP whatsoever.
Yeah.
I've only done one heroic. And that was the level 10 heroic.
Yeah. I will admit that I haven't tried since pretty much pre-release. So my experience could be drastically different now because people may have figured it out.
Right.
But it was just, it's maddening.
Didn't you have to do it like 7 times or something?
I did because, they may have changed this because I haven't tried PvP since pre-release. But when you queue for PvP, you basically random queue, and Huttball was the only one I kept getting. So after 6 or 7 times, I was like, forget it. I'm going to hold off on PvP for a while. Fair enough. I enjoy the PvP, though. It's not too bad.
That's good.
I like sniping people. I'm a sniper. And it's beautiful.
You're a jerk is what you are.
Whatever, Mr. Ranged Mage Man.
All right, I think that's enough about Swatter.
Enough about Swatter. Okay.
For now.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's talk about our giveaways. We've got a handful we're doing. We still have a few mutant chicken mounts for Fallen Earth.
Yep.
So it's a free-to-play game. The mount's free. Go get it. It's a giant mutant chicken. You run around a wasteland and look badass.
Yeah. I mean, words cannot describe the... I don't even know what I'd be describing with that chicken. It's undescribable.
Yeah. Good call.
Yep.
What else do we got?
We have Dragon Soul.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a giveaway where if you sign up through Guild Launch, you get $5 of in-game cash. And that's a pretty solid deal.
Yep, free $5, free-to-play game. So mm-hmm. Go claim your $5. There's another game, and I'm kind of iffy on how to pronounce this one. It's R-O-S-H, and I want to call it Rosh. But it could be Rosh. But I want to call it Rosh. So we're going to call it Rosh. Rosh Online. R-O-S-H.
Rosh Online.
Rosh Online. Whatever, man. We're giving away a tiger mount. And it's not just any tiger. It's like this... It's really hard to describe. It's like a lightning tiger. It's this tiger with like lightning and crazy effects coming off of his body at all times. And he's got crazy armor and he just looks wild. So you get your tiger mount for that. And... the last one is an announcement more than an ongoing contest.
For those of you who have been watching the Guild Life, we've had
the Rift Top Fan.
Mm-hmm. And we have a winner. Sunoco, congratulations. You are the Rift Top Fan.
You're probably the MMO in the world top fan, for that matter. Sunoco is a guy or girl... I'm not sure who has done everything you can do in Rift. He's won an MMO.
Yep, he is victorious.
Every achievement, every item, every mount, every companion.
2,000 hours played on his main.
Yep, over 10,000 platinum, which would be gold for WoW or platinum for EverQuest. Basically, the highest currency coin in the game. He has over 10,000 of it.
Picture something that you can do in whatever game you're playing. For Rift, he's done it. It's done.
Yeah.
It is finished. He has completed. He has won.
So congratulations, Sunoco. And we look forward to hearing from you soon, hopefully.
Yep.
Oh, maybe we should tell everybody what Sunoco won. So
yeah. So because he's done... I mean, because he's done so much, he's won a year of free Rift time.
Yeah.
In-game. And the video card.
And a GeForce GTX 570 video card. So, a nice $300 upgrade in this machine.
I didn't know all the numbers and letters. But I was thinking with a video card.
I only know because I've typed it and said it about 1,000 times. So.
Very nice.
So, congratulations against Sunoco and the runners-up. The 9 runners-up who are also listed on the Guild Life will receive 6 months of Rift time. So, and all they had to do was sign up for free on Guild Launch and...
Get votes,
and that was it. So...
Very nice.
We got more coming soon, hopefully. So, good. Stay tuned.
And speaking of coming soon, what's coming down the pipeline?
Well, we've got more events like Rift and Eve planned. Can't say anything yet, but we are working on some cool ideas, some out-of-the-box kind of stuff. Nice. For 2012, so we should have our next one coming up, or at least announced in a couple of weeks. So keep your eyes on the Guild Life, and sign up for our newsletter, and stay tuned for podcast announcements coming soon. TM.
Sounds good. We're also expanding. Guild Launch is expanding its offices. We are literally doubling the space that we have available, and I think we're expanding the team.
Yep.
And we're just starting trying to get into better habits in the new year. We actually just started getting fruit shipments out of mango. You're going to see this on Twitter for the next couple of days because I can't let go. I have a mango. I can't eat it until it's finished ripening, so.
That's right.
But it's fresh, it's local.
I have a...
Mango Madness.
I have a Granny Smith apple and a granola bar that I picked out of that box this afternoon, just kind of calling my name over here on the desk.
Is it seriously seedy or notoriously nutty?
I got the notoriously nutty one.
Nice. They're good.
Seedy sounds like it has fruit in it. I don't...
It has seeds in it.
I'm a carnivore. No. Granny Smith apples are an exception. But they're like the meat of apples. They're like the steak of apples. That's what I taught myself. So
I like mango for that nice piney flavor. It tastes like Christmas.
There you go. There you go. So the new space, I was over there. Over there, I mean, it's right next door. we haven't knocked on the wall yet, so I had to leave our office and walk into the space next door. But it looks good.
Yep.
It's going to be cool.
Did they show you where my desk was going to be?
Yeah.
Nice.
He did. Steven showed me. And we kind of gave me an outline of how we're going to tear walls down and put some walls up. And
very cool. I got a window now. Right now I'm in what is going to become our server room. And when we move into the new space, I actually get a window and could look outside and, you know, laugh at all the people out there. Hey, man, I work at Guild Launch. I'm awesome.
Yeah, you are. So, we're expanding.
Yep.
We'll have pictures, maybe some construction pictures of tearing their walls and get Slater in there with a sledgehammer, get some pictures of that.
We'll get me in there and then we'll get Steven next to me.
That's mean.
Sorry.
He listens to this, you know.
I didn't mean it.
All right, we're going to wrap up with some game predictions for 2012. Keep in mind, we don't have any insider information, at least not that we're going to admit to.
Nope.
We are purely basing the next few things on our own opinions here. Yep.
The views that are stated in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Guild Launch LLC or Steven, and please don't be angry. I think that covers our bases.
So first up, Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Yep.
How long do you think this the number of people and the game is going to really thrive?
Well, now that it's out, I've been playing it. I think it's got a good year ahead of it. I don't know that it's going to, you know, lose anything after that first year, but I think that the first year is going to be a solid year for Swatter.
Okay.
It seems like they've done, you know, most things right. There's the main negative comments I've been reading about it are, you know, kind of little gripes like you and I have had.
Mm-hmm.
Little stuff that's just irking. It's not game-breaking.
Right. I think Star Wars is going to do well. I imagine that over the next couple of months, they'll talk about an increase in players.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think probably by summertime, those announcements will stop. I think they'll still grow, but not at a rate that's worth talking about or bragging about. I think the game is fun. My worry is that it plays and feels like a single-player game. Maybe it changes when you start doing in-game and the operations and stuff, but leveling, I feel like I'm playing by myself, and I do play by myself. And much like all single-player games, it's going to run its course.
That's fair.
I think the thing that'll save them is if they can produce content at the rate that Rift does.
Yeah. I'm liking the single-player aspect with a chat feature. That's how I've been playing it as well.
Yep.
And so I can go through and do all of my stuff by myself. But I'm still joking around and laughing, and you know, everyone that I've been talking to on Swatter is a big Star Wars nerd, and so I can make Skyrim jokes, and I can make Star Wars jokes, and I can talk about being a Sith like you until I took a blaster to the knee.
Wow.
So I'm actually kind of digging that aspect.
Yeah,
but yeah, that is grown worthy, I admit.
All right, next up, Diablo 3. Is that ever going to come out? And what's your prediction?
I suspect it will. I suspect that Blizzard will actually release Diablo 3. I don't have a date.
I think Diablo 3 is vaporware. Not really.
Yeah. Hey, Duke Nukem got out.
This is true.
Diablo 3 can get out. I think that Blizzard has a fantastic marketing tactic of releasing things when something else that's threatening is released. And when you look at their track record with, you know, EQ2 came out, and then I think WoW came out right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Warhammer came out, an expansion for Warcraft came out. And I think that if they're waiting on announcements for something else to see when the best time is for them to release it.
Yeah. I feel that way. Yeah. 2 years ago at BlizzCon, I played Diablo 3, and I felt like the game was done. Now, they've added things since then. You know, they announced the Demon Hunter class. They've added the real market, the auction house that uses real money.
Right.
They've made changes, don't get me wrong. But when we played it at BlizzCon this past year, the game felt very much the same as it did the year before. So I'm not really sure what they're balancing and waiting on. There's been lots of news, things they've scrapped, and I mean, even the past couple of months. But
right.
I think, my guess is summer. And I don't think they're going to take away Star Wars sales, but I think they're going to wait for Star Wars, because I know that they can't really compete with Star Wars. All right, it's a name that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like it, or you've never seen it like me, you know the name, you know things about it. I think they're going to wait for that Star Wars rise to kind of peak and then throw out Diablo 3. Maybe to take numbers away, but more because I think that's where they feel like they're going to have the best opportunity.
Fair enough.
Next up.
What about Mists of Pandaria? When do you think that's coming out?
Christmas.
Do you think it's going to be like the Swatter release? It's going to be a few days before Christmas, or... it's going to be that hot holiday item.
That was a very definitive answer, man. I knew that one. It was like Christmas done. I would like to reiterate that I don't have insider information on that. I think it's going to be a December, because Wrath came out December 5th. So I think it'll be an early December. I'm pretty sure it's December 5th. I think it'll be an early December release. And I think it's mostly just to target the holiday crowd. Playing it at BlizzCon, it didn't really have a Christmas feel or Christmas elements to it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good Christmas thing.
Fair enough.
How about you?
I have no idea. I'm just still stuck on pandas.
Fair enough. Well, with the release of the Deathwing Raid, which has been out for... they're phasing it, so it's like different parts. But it's been, what, a month and a half-ish? Maybe 2 months now? I mean,
That's big.
It's going to be a long time before there's more content, so... My estimation of Christmas could be wrong. I mean,
yeah,
that might be way too long. They might lose more people. So, time will tell, I guess. How about The Secret World?
The Secret World, I'm hoping it comes out this year. It sounds like a great game.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a secret.
Yeah. I hate you so much. See what he does to me, Nick.
Funcom hasn't really said a lot about it. I mean, there's news and they're leaking and they're starting to get more emails and more videos and stuff to try and build up, you know, interest. So the marketing makes me think probably middle of second quarter, maybe.
Maybe.
But I, to my knowledge, they haven't started a beta yet, and I don't think Funcom can afford to rush this game and not have a smooth launch like Age of Conan. They can't have Age of Conan problems again.
No.
That'll be the end of them. So,
that's fair.
I would be surprised if Secret World came out this year, to be perfectly honest. But, you know, you run out of money, you got to put it out there. So, we'll see what happens.
It's that, and I'm curious to see how Pathfinder's going to do.
Yeah?
I want to see... I don't think it'll be coming out this year. They're not... I don't even think they're in closed beta.
No, I think they're... still in early planning basic development at this point.
Which is why I don't think it's coming out this year.
We better hope it doesn't come out this year.
But I'm looking forward to when it does.
Fair enough. Rift. Rift's been out almost a year now. It came out... let me get my dates mixed up. I want to say the end of February, but it might have been early March. Anyway, almost a year. Excuse me, hiccups. Do you think they're going to have an expansion this year?
I think they might.
Think it might be too early for an expansion?
Well, I'm used to the old EverQuest days. But when I think of, is it too early for an expansion? Well, it's been a couple of months. Here's a new expansion.
Fair enough.
So.
Now, they've been doing a lot of events. They do a different event, you know, every other month, it seems like. So, I mean, I'm hoping for a Rift expansion. I don't know what would be in it. But, you know, new Rifts? I don't know. But
the Plaid Rift.
The Plaid, there you go, the Argyle Rift. It's my favorite color.
Right, well, what about Eve?
Eve. I feel bad for CCP. They're trying. They've always done some neat things, and they're not afraid to kind of expand and try some things out. But mm-hmm. their whole thing with monocles,
I think monocle gate.
Monocle gate. I think it has destroyed their not necessarily their reputation, but their goodwill with their player base.
I think they took a hit with that.
Absolutely, and they certainly have because they've canceled development on. World of Darkness. They've shrunk down their team, and they're focusing solely on Eve and Dust 514 right now.
And isn't that the one where right after that happened, they released all the little tweaks to fix things people have been complaining about for years?
Yeah, that's been kind of CCP's biggest gripe, or not their gripe, the player's gripe about the company. Is they release a feature and they work on a Scrum style schedule, so they release in iterations, right? So it's like, here's the basics of the feature, and the next release we're going to improve it, and the next release we're going to improve it, and they just keep forgetting the next release we're going to improve it part, and so people have had lots of little gripes over, some of them not so little over the past few years that they've been working on, but they did release an expansion. Eve expansions are free. And they put one out the beginning of December, and people have really liked it. So
it's going a long way toward recovery.
Yeah. So good luck, CCP and Eve. I think you guys can pull it off. It's a fun game. It's been around forever, and I think maybe they just tried to do too much at one time with their different projects, not necessarily just.
Right.
So I am a little saddened about the hold on
World of Darkness. Yeah, it'll get there.
Yeah, we need more non-fantasy MMOs.
I agree.
So, anyway, I guess that about wraps it up. Yeah. And
I think that is it.
Awesome. Well, you guys get out there. Have a good new year. Enjoy the beginning of this year.
Enjoy the new year that we are currently in.
Yes, thank you.
And get out there and slay more dragons.
Slay dragons.